Welcome back, Raw Thoughts, to another episode with me, Mackenzie Tiggs, your host. I want to thank everybody, like I do every single week, for just coming back and listening to another episode. This week, I kind of want to give you a little bit of a preference. I don't even know if that's the right word, of who my guest is. So this past weekend, a friend and I were downtown, had another friend come and meet with us, and we're sitting at the bar top, and this gentleman was actually FaceTiming his mom. Me and my girlfriend were just, you know, chit-chatting back and forth, and like, God, that's really cool. Like, he's sitting at the bar and he's talking about, you know, talking to his mom. Lo and behold, we struck up a conversation, and he's now here on the podcast. So Jonathan is with us, and his backstory, I've got a little bit of it of, you know, he's actually in the podcasting world as well, in theater, and he's doing just a bunch of stuff around here in Boise. So Jonathan, welcome onto the podcast.
Oh my God, thank you for having me. Such a pleasure.
Absolutely. So fill us in a little bit about who Jonathan is.
Jonathan is an Aquarius born in Los Angeles, California. First generation, mother from Anguilla, the British West Indies. My father's from Sierra Leone, West African. And they met at a place called Caribbean Paradise in 1984 in LA.
Wow.
They had three kids. I'm the youngest of three. And I'm in the arts. I have been lucky to be in commercials, be in movies, be in theater. The best thing, the most prominent thing, was Solar Podcast, number one in America for a long time. Best podcast from Amazon, Samsung. I'm the star of it. And
you're on Raw Thoughts Podcast
and
now.
I'm on Raw Thoughts Podcast. And when my little foreign parents met and made children, I highly doubt that they thought that would happen. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about, you know, adversity.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. I don't want to say the American dream, because that's a cliche, but they're proud of me. I love them for raising me and teaching me the morals and principles that I instill every day. And I'm so grateful to meet you, Mackenzie, because I wouldn't have done this if I wouldn't have loved the conversation we had at the bar top.
Absolutely.
Shut it up.
And I think, you know, for people listening before we start recording, was like, that's what I want to get across to people, is like, open up, be vulnerable, mm-hmm. give a compliment, like, hey, like, you know, we overheard that you were talking with your mom. Like, don't beat around the bush. Be like, oh my gosh, that's super awesome. Like, yeah. Where's your mom at? Like, asking these questions to somebody and then sparking up that conversation.
Yeah, I feel like phones have kind of taken us away from what happened before phones. I mean, none of us weren't in bars at that time. I look around the room, we're all pretty young for the most part. And we weren't around in 1985 at a bar, so we don't know what it was like pre-cell phones, pre-social media, pre-flip phones in a bar. And I feel like I really like bringing this back. And I feel like the podcast medium has been an instrumental art form at just having striking conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what the Solar Podcast is, how you got into that realm.
Yeah, Solar Podcast is a show about astronauts, solar, obviously, and they are going on a mission to orbit around the sun. Sounds very dangerous. A show is not a show without chaos. So the ship obviously explodes. And it's 12 episodes, and every episode is kind of like interpolated between the time before the accident happens, after the accident happens, when the accident happens, and how they kind of figure out what went wrong, what went awry, who's to blame, and things of that nature. And how I got into that is, a long time ago, there's this guy named Chris Porter, who was the writer, who knows my work. And we kind of like grew up together in LA making work. And a long time ago, he said, I want you to do this thing. I was like, all right, sure, whatever, man. Like, people say that type of shit all the time. But he doubled back a year later. I had to go to producers, and they fell in love with me. And I was the no-name in terms of the production. And they all fell in love with me. And I just put my heart into it, as I try to do in everything leading forward and beforehand, just try to like put my soul into anything that people trust me to do, even this podcast. So like, if you want me on your podcast, I'm gonna give you my soul, and I'm gonna give you unapologetically Jonathan Sean Bangs. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And I think that's the cool thing in like, you know, even when I asked you, I was like, hey, I have this podcast. Like, we just come on, we share stories. And you're like, I'll do it. Yes. Like, let's go.
Without a doubt.
And I mean, it's cool to have that, because there is still a lot of people that I would say, like, in the podcasting world are hesitant or like ask me, like, how do you find your guests? I'm like, I have conversations with people. That's how I find my guests. And I am unapologetic of asking people.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I have this thing. Come on and share your story. Like, this is a great place for it.
Yeah, I feel like you have an old soul in that way.
For sure.
And I identify with that. Human connection gets me going. That's why we're here. That's why we're humans. Mm-hmm. We got to connect. This little thing has kind of, like, detracted us from that initial connection. And like I said, that's most important. And when I felt your spirit, I was like, of course, no, without a doubt. Like, we had a great conversation at this restaurant. I believe we could have a great conversation here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, I mean, it's fun to see that. And I think even just sharing, like, how we met can help people, you know, when they're out at a restaurant. Like, hey, like, it's not, people aren't scary. You know, like, people do want to be addressed and started a conversation and be okay with yourself, you know? And we talked even about, you know, what those boundaries were for myself and just how that conversation went. But it's that human connection and just trying to find commonality. Even when your background is so different than mine, how you were raised, who you were raised by, the location, all of these things. But the common denominator is we're human.
We're human. Yeah. And that's far enough. I don't know what I can really say. But
you're like, podcast done.
Like, that's really what matters the most. And that's why we're here. We're here to explore the world. We're only, your eyes will be closed longer than they're open. That's just the construct of being a human, this human in this body. As you're experiencing it, they will be closed longer than they're alive. So as the time that you are alive, you have to have these shared experiences. You have to connect with people, because that's what it's all about. And I really appreciate you for bringing me on. And that's why I've always had love for Boise. I feel like Boise's, it's called, Idaho's called the gem state for a reason. Not every city is the gem state. I'll say that. Whatever, but leave that alone. But yeah, Boise's one of a kind, and I've been in many places that I feel like I'm verified or validated to say that.
Yeah, and I think in Idaho in general, you get to find what your own gems are.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are so many hidden gems around, whether that be nature, whether that be the cities, whether that be, you know, the cultures within it, or the farmland, or whatever.
Yeah, Table Rock, whatever.
Yeah, wherever you, like, we have so much exploring in Idaho. And that's what I love about, like, trying, especially being in real estate and the growth that we've seen. I'm like, you guys, like, they're just trying to find their own gem too. And it may be a place that you like also, but like, we have so many hidden gems in Idaho that you won't know until you experience them.
Yeah, I learned very early on, the flyover states are some of the best states. They're flyover. They're not for people that want to explore, but when you do explore, you'll understand and you get why. Like, I feel like Boise is Portland 20 years ago. I say that a lot. Like, people didn't know the significance of Portland. They didn't know the magic of Portland. My ex is from Portland, spent a lot of time up there. And it's a thing. Like, Boise is really a wonderful place. It sucks because with everything comes change, and with change comes certain pockets not really accepting the change. But yeah, no, it's a great place, man. And I just want to express that.
Yeah. How did you get yourself to Boise? Like, what was that?
That's so cute. I have a friend named Fallon Brooking. Love you, Fallon. Fallon Brooking is a part, her mother was a part of a company called Seven Devils. It's in McCall, Idaho. Beautiful place. I went to school with Fallon, and then I graduated 2016. 2017, they approached Fallon, like, hey, do you know any young actors, whatever the case may be? She said, yeah, I do. That's how I came in. That was my genesis to Idaho. Went to McCall. That led to Boise. That led to so many other projects. And I just fell in love with it at the moment I entered, especially McCall and Stanley and Twin Falls and just so many different areas that is so different from where I grew up. And where I grew up is considered like the precipice of the West Coast in terms of like the beach and the mountains and all that crap. But it's 6 million people that live in my metropolitan area.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, 6 million people. But seeing, when you grow up in a big city, you have appreciation for small towns and small cities and places that are still well in depth in culture. And that's what this place is 100%.
Yeah. And then what is it that you're doing currently within the arts of Boise? Because you're pretty wrapped up in that. And
yeah, we're doing a mural for Idaho Shakes. My face may be in it. See what happens. And I'm also doing a show called The Christians. I play this pastor called Associate Pastor with Joshua. And it's written by Lucas Hanath. And it is a really brilliant, brilliant play. It made off-Broadway a couple years ago. But it's just, when you hear The Christians, people may get trepidatious about what that's about. But it's really about the theology of hell and how people perceive hell. And the congregation splits based on when the main pastor, Pastor Paul, says how he feels about hell and how he feels like Christians, their main methodology is anti-Christian. And yeah, you don't have to be a Christian to come to see the show. It's got to be human, and everyone's grappled with mortality and what it takes to be spiritual and living in this world. And the best line I love out of the play is, when I close my eyes, I'll see black, and there will never again be anything but. And I hope it's not like that, but there's a part of me that feels like when you do leave this earth, it's just black, and you had your time. Thank you for attending this life. On to the next. Hopefully you could be an owl or a butterfly, or maybe be lucky to be a human again. But like, yeah.
Where did your, like, fill me in on your spirituality, like, growing up?
Oh, it's a trip. So my dad's Muslim, from Africa, legit Muslim, practicing Ramadan right now. This is the Ramadan season. My mother is British, Anguilla, British territory. So she grew up Episcopalian, because that's what England brought to that island. And I grew up more around my mom, but I would go to the mosque as well. And very early on, I would see the relation to Christianity and Muslim and Islam. Like the fact that Lent and Ramadan is during the same time period, That is not a coincidence. Muhammad and Jesus, both prophets preaching their religion, that is not a coincidence. Everything is meant for reason, and they saw these different religions and they took one from the other and they led forth, and they had these different prophets to try to teach it forward. So I think if it wasn't for me having these parents that were such from polar religions, I wouldn't have this understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And also my parents not being so fixated on saying, you follow this and you follow me, I wouldn't have this understanding for sure.
How did your parents meet again?
They met at the Caribbean Paradise at a place in Hawthorne, California. Caribbean Paradise is now a Starbucks.
What was that place back then?
It was
then?
A club.
Okay.
A club bar in 1984.
So you were hoping that you met me at a bar in 2023.
I don't know about all that.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Mackenzie rejected me for all the people that do not know. Mackenzie and I had a really great conversation, and I was rejected. She said, you're not for me. And I was like, whoa. Like, the way we're having this easygoing conversation on the podcast, we had the same similar thing at the bar. But she said, you're not for me, for lack of a better word.
No, it's very true.
And it's I'm not
saying anything bad about it.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I think I'm cool. But Mackenzie didn't think so. So
I'm not saying that. For the listeners out here, I'm not saying he's not a cool person. But we had talked about this, like, I have boundaries, right? Like, and it is with work and all of these different things, and I know I am guilty of like being shut off because I'm putting my energy into these other things to grow, and like a relationship isn't what I'm willing to put my time and effort into right now.
But my thing, podcast audience, is where does she think I'm into a relationship?
I don't know.
Human connection.
It is.
Yeah.
And I think this is, I mean, we've talked about this too, but I feel like now I have to preface my listeners to this is like, we're just like filling in everybody from all of the gaps. Is that like I do put off an energy to people, and people do feel safe, and people do, you know, like want to be around me. And I don't think that's a bad thing. And I don't think I would be where I am if that wasn't true and that wasn't the authentic me.
Mm-hmm.
But like we talked about, like also to protect myself. Mm-hmm. I do have to have these boundaries.
What are you protecting yourself from? Sorry to cut you off, but I just had an impulse. What are you protecting
Absolutely.
Yourself from?
I mean, I'm protecting myself from a lot of things, but I think I'm also, like, the boundaries aren't there to shut people off. The boundaries are there to make me feel the best me I am.
But what makes you think that this person will deter you from being the best person that you are?
I don't think so.
So what's the intention?
I'm saying that my intentions, my gut reading, my energy, my whatever you want to call it, was, hey, this guy is really intriguing, and like I want to learn more about him because I'm about human connection. Mm-hmm. And that is where I want to bring you onto the podcast and learn about you. I'm not necessarily, and I think this is maybe too societal that you don't see a lot of women that like are very upfront in that manner of like learning and like having those deeper conversations and deeper,
yeah,
you know, aspects where it's like,
I respect the boundaries.
Yeah.
I respect the boundaries of like making someone feel welcomed, making someone feel comfortable, making someone feel vulnerable, and then saying, yeah, we did have this great connection, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to go and spend like the next 24 hours with you.
Yep.
Because we had this connection.
Correct.
I completely respect that 1000%.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's, you know, like I have talked to you about, like, it is something I have had to learn myself. Mm-hmm. Like boundaries are not something that you just wake up one day and you're like, oh, this is super easy, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, but I think too, like, especially from, you know, another podcast with Matt, we had talked about of like auditing who is around you. And I'm not saying that it isn't somebody that, you know, being in that circle, mm-hmm. it's just saying, I don't know that yet. So like, there is this boundary that like, hey, come onto the podcast. I want to hear more about you, but I'm not saying that come onto the podcast and let me learn more about you. And then we'll date from there.
Yeah,
you know,
I didn't get that at
all. Okay, good. Cause I rejected you before that. No, yeah, I'm just kidding.
No. That was not the vibe at all. I legitimately did not get on this podcast thinking I'll do this.
No.
And then I think that no. Far from. I got on it because of your spirit and the initial conversations we had and the easy flow of the conversation, specifically after your friend left.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were there for like maybe an hour and 30 minutes to 2 hours after she left,
mm-hmm.
just having a conversation. No, I would have never came. Like that's pretty sleazy.
So yeah, I really have had to learn, you know, through experiences. And I think that's what life is learning through our experiences. So I know that I am a huge empath. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the fact that I wanted to change him, because I think there is a lot of people that are like, you know, to the girls, like, oh, you're never going to change that man. I never wanted to change him, but I wanted him to see, and I wanted him to change, like, for himself.
Yeah.
Of, like, if it's with me or if it's on to the next girl, the issues that you are, you know, pushing underneath the rug and not addressing are what is making this a bad relationship. And if you don't deal with what, you know, has happened in your past, your same actions of cheating are going to happen with the next girl too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think with boundaries, I have had to learn, you know, with men is that this is not kind of being boastful, but I think a lot of people can fall in love with me and I don't necessarily fall in love with them back. And I think that's on a human connection. I think it's even like friends, like networking. People are like, oh, like they're super excited. And I'm like, I actually can't spend any more time with you because you don't fill my cup the way that
you think I fill your cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that is learning those like also patterns. And knowing like that, and I think that's why I say that I protect myself,
mm-hmm.
of it's happened again. I understand myself and who, you know, I get drawn to. And if the life that I'm trying to build and I'm trying to get there, that person doesn't seem to fit, then why do I need them in my life?
Yeah.
And I think that is something that recently that I'm really kind of working through as well, is that, you know, we all are human and we all draw to that connection.
Yeah.
But who do I want to build my life with?
I think I'm so sorry to, we're in a podcast, I don't necessarily cut you off, but I feel like finding my hand, I'm thinking. But when you find a connection with a human being, even if it starts out as like, yeah, this person is attractive, I don't know if I want to, I'm not sexually attracted to them,
mm-hmm.
but like, I like their mind, I like what they're saying. That was my whole point, is like, don't necessarily cut off potential.
Yeah, you did say that a lot to me.
Yeah, because it's like you have no idea what's on the other end of that. And that's not me like soliciting myself, but it's just like you have no idea what's on the other end of that connection that you just said. And it's not easy to just connect with people.
Right.
And feel like you're having a conversation and you don't feel the time going by. Because there's many people. I travel a lot. I travel for a living. Mm-hmm. That's the fuck I do. So like, you don't necessarily always talk to someone and you feel like, oh my God, where are you going next? I feel like I want to continue because you said the yearn for human connection,
mm-hmm.
not even sexually, just on a
right
platonic level.
Right.
And sometimes platonic can turn to whatever, but like just on a platonic level of like, I really love talking to you. I met you 30 minutes ago, but like, how do you feel about this? What did you go through this situation? And I feel like more than anything, that's where I connected with you. Like, even in this podcast, we didn't talk about like all the shit I've did and being on Showtime and like all this little bullshit, all the interviews. Because at the end of the day, those are just superfluous accolades. What's most important is like, yeah, we had a good conversation. I'll come on your podcast. I'll talk to you and I'll have a similar conversation in the bar because that's our repertoire. Like, we just sit and talk and we only have known each other for maybe 8 hours tops.
Not even that.
Not even that. Maybe like four, five?
I'm going to give you maybe two, like total, three total.
Three total.
Three total. And that's including this.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what's important. Yeah. Like, that's what is pungent. That's what's is past surface level.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah. I think that's how I know that like I'm still being me. And I think mm-hmm. that is the important part for myself is, you know, I always strive to be me and be authentic and be real.
I think that's why we connect, because I'm come from the same school.
Yes. Yes. And you don't find that a lot, but I want to help teach people that like when you are your true self,
yeah.
you do attract people into your life. Like your, you know, like your mural and your play and your theater and stuff like that. Like I do want to be there and be like, dude, we met at the bar. Like how fun. Right. Because that's how a lot of the other people are in my life as well. Mm-hmm. Like I can go years without like talking with somebody or seeing somebody and then just flip of the switch, be like, hey, do you want to go here? Like we're going to go, you know, rent out a cabin. Hell yeah, sure. That sounds great. And like they knew the real me the first time and they know they're going to get the real me the second time too.
Mm-hmm.
And that time between there is like live your life, figure, you know, do what you need to do. But I can tell you like you will still be in my life, you know? And I think that is a really neat thing. Because not a lot of people can say that. Like so many people meet at the surface level at bars or clubs or out to dinner or wherever you meet, coffee houses. Mm-hmm. And then it just doesn't.
It dissipates. You try to go past that and then you won't.
Yeah.
It's like waking up from a hookup the morning after.
Tell us about those.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. But it's like when you wake up from a hookup and you both aren't drunk anymore and the connection is kind of dissipated, it's faded away, and you're like, all right, well, I'll walk you your car. And you barely talk in the elevator. You barely talk on the way to the car. And it's like, all right, well, this is fun. Like, but obviously alcohol had a big part in doing with this. But yeah, it's different when it's past the surface level,
mm-hmm.
I think is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. And that's what, like, I want people to hear in this message is, like, connect with people on a different level. Like, understand where they're coming from. Understand, like, and being so open-minded to hearing, right? Like, I want to get more into, like, what you have done and what is, you know, things that people are chasing or, like, you've done those things, right? You've done the interviews. You've done, you know, kind of the big name things.
Yeah.
But those things at the end of the day don't matter.
Yeah. You know, I heard Tom Hanks say this shit a long time ago, and it's so fucking true. He says, this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
And that means when you hear this too shall pass, it comes with the notion of like the bad things, the things that are traumatic, the things that broke your heart, made you a stronger person. But that even goes with the highs.
Mm-hmm.
The moments where you feel like, oh, I'm on top of the world. I've experienced the success that I've dreamed about since a child. That's with everything. Everything shall pass. And where are you after that? Where's your happiness in the medium? That's what I've been learning as I've gotten older and transitioning out of the 20s and all that stuff. It's like, where are you happy in your middle ground, your charging periods, you know?
Pull the microphone down. What?
Yeah, I got you. Cool.
Your face. Pull it down so we can see your face. Like the whole, there you go.
There we go.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah, but like I was saying, where are you in those moments of purgatory?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is your happiness in those moments when you're not riding a high, when you're not on the lowest of lows? Where's your happiness when you're just riding the wave of life?
Where is your happiness when you're riding the wave?
Are you asking me literally?
Mm-hmm. Like, how do you keep yourself motivated?
I'm learning. I don't have it figured out. I'm not going to lie to you.
And that's fine. I think we all are, right?
Yeah,
I think
we're learning. Because I've been blessed to have highs of the highs. And I'm human, so I have been fortunate, not blessed, but fortunate to have the lows of the lows. And I'm still trying to figure out how to embrace the medium.
What are some of your toughest lows that you've endeavored in life?
The toughest lows I've endeavored, death, like anybody, best friends. I was with my best friend 2 hours before he passed away at a TGI Fridays. Gave him a handshake. It's like, all right, see you tomorrow. I haven't seen him since.
Wow.
Yeah, so stuff like that. Another guy I grew up with that I learned life with when I was like 6, 7, playing basketball, being little puppies. Passed away when I was 22. He was 22 as well. Yeah, things like that. Relationship lows in terms of feeling you're going to be with this person forever. And then growing apart. Choosing career over stability. My grandmother was bipolar. She wrote me a 6-page letter saying I was the devil.
Whoa.
Stuff like that are devils. I know we're getting real deep, but you asked me and I'm unapologetically me. So
this is what, yeah. You know, and for our listeners, they've heard us laugh, right? They've heard the joyous things.
Yeah.
But I think this is just me, and this is my mission with the podcast is like, we can talk about our successes, right? It's so easy to talk about our high points,
yeah.
But like, what are our low points?
How because vulnerable are you to talk about the lows?
Yeah, and it does not come easy, and it does not come easy to ask the. It is easy for me to ask the questions because it's just such a curiosity, but it's also teaching people like we are not invisible, we are not invincible either.
Yeah, I like that.
Like being human is to have the highs, and being human is also to have the lows,
yeah.
And accepting both of those things.
Mm-hmm. Because that's all you have is to accept that. And if you don't accept it, and if it's too overwhelming, that's when you go to the other realm, mm-hmm. I believe. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You know how cliches and sayings, they refurbish themselves for centuries, decades?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them. That's really important. Like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. There are so many times talking with people, you can see what was that pivot point to their success.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that pivot point was something negative.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you got to either be resilient. There's no or after that. You have to be resilient. You gotta, because you have no idea. And I say this all the time. I feel like I said this to you in the bar. I might have said this to someone else. I don't know. But it's like.
There was another girl. No, just kidding.
You're giving a day at a time for a reason. You're given the construct of 24 hours. If you could speed it up, if you were given that ability, you'd be able to. But you're only given 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 4 weeks a month. 12 months a year. da 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 da. If you could speed it up and you could have the ability to have foresight, you would. But you have to take it a day at a time. You have to take what's given to you and do the best with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's what's really helped me in life and career, but more so Jonathan. Like the career stuff, life feeds it, but more than anything, it's about like just taking it a day at a time. Taking the highs with the lows. And you ever seen Finding Nemo?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep swimming. Yeah. It's a big ocean.
It's a huge ocean.
It's a huge ocean, man.
And I think, you know, something that I'm learning too, and actually something to go back on to is of those like boundaries is like, who's to, you know, it's not that there isn't something that crosses my mind of like, oh, could this be the person? Or, oh, is this the situation? Or, oh, you know, I just take it at face value of like, hey, I met this person at the bar. I would love for him to come on to the podcast. Wherever, whatever develops after that can develop after that. But I think taking it at face value is that night there was at no point that I was like, I'm going to meet this person and then this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. One of the smartest people I know says that. Take things for full face value, negative or positive.
Yeah. And it's like, I couldn't have, you know, there's goals in these dreams and all of these things. But like, life is supposed to give us the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and especially, you know, with the podcasting and even the real estate, it's like, I can't even dream up like what's going to happen. Like yes, I'm doing my habits and I'm doing my goals and I'm putting myself in those situations that I want my life to be like.
Mm.
But like that big, you know, like empowering moment or like big kind of rebirth, like I don't know when that's going to happen. I don't know when I'm going to meet my next podcast guest. I just have to keep living life the way that I love living life.
And Mackenzie, the way you're doing it is great. Like you wouldn't have brought me onto this thing if you didn't navigate life the way you navigate life, and the boundaries and everything that encompasses Kenzie. Like that's what is alluring. That's what brings people in. That's what makes people feel safe. Like you said, even in this time, I've only known you for 3 hours, maybe four now, but like I have felt extremely safe in the 4 hours that I have known you, which makes me vulnerable, which makes me tell you my unapologetic truth, which makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah, which then in return makes me feel so happy, like that I have built this platform for people to feel exactly that way and to taking it to helping others. Like, taking this safety that people can feel around me and putting it in a way of vulnerability and teaching them that it is okay to be vulnerable. It is okay to ask for help. It is okay to set those boundaries as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, and those are all of the things that we talk about living our lives and what we want to do and our passions. But I think, you know, greater it's teaching people by experiences, you know, that this is what you can be like. There's like, I want this to be another resource for people to be like, hey, I actually don't know how to have that conversation, or I don't know how to share this part of my life. Like, I want to learn how to do that. And a lot of times that's learning who else has already been vulnerable. And then they make that connection. Like this podcast isn't about me. It's about those connections that I want to build for other people.
Yeah. Other people in terms of like who listen to it, or just like people that navigate the world after hearing this, or just trying to give them insight on how you can make connections.
I think both. I think it's people that are listening continuously. I think it's also people that listen to an episode and then share it to somebody that they, you know, maybe heard a phrase of you say or heard one of my, you know, past guests talk about.
Yeah.
And then they share that with them. And then they hear that episode and they're like, oh, I'm not alone. Like, whoa, there is somebody else out there like me.
Yeah.
And then that is where I think, you know, with cell phones and just the way our world is, like so many people are feeling isolated. And yet there's never been a time in history that there has been more people on our planet. Mm-hmm. And yet we feel more alone than ever.
Yeah. And a pandemic didn't necessarily help that. I feel like we're for sure on the like phase out of the pandemic. But these cell phones do not help the situation. Mm-mm. We feel more alone than anything.
And I think, you know, because I'm going to say everybody experienced that in their own way,
mm-hmm.
is mm-hmm. that's almost like a societal trauma to us.
Oh, without a doubt. It's similar to like World War II or like Vietnam War.
Right.
Or it was a psychological war.
Yeah.
That we went through. And we'll never be the same. As much as like we may feel like we're transitioning back or whatever the case may be, we will never be the same because what you just said, we experienced it all in different ways, but we were all experiencing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that is where what you learned, right? Like during the pandemic, like I learned so much about my career, about me personally. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I won't ever be able to erase that part of my life. That's just like when people, you know, something bad happens to them, they're like, oh, we're just not going to talk about that. Like, we're going to actually just shove it underneath the rug. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but that doesn't discredit that it happened to you. It still happened to you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how it affected you. Let's talk about the emotions that we have around it. Like a lot of people don't have, you know, these positive aspects, but what a lot of people do is that was their pivot moment where they're like, now, actually, I would have never known that this could have been my career or I could have gone this direction if it didn't happen to you.
I actually met some guy at P.F. Chang's in Boise. P.F. Chang's is all right. But he lived in L.A. He's from Minnesota originally, lived in L.A., went to Minnesota after LA, and then around COVID, he moved to Boise. Knew nothing about Boise, got a job at P.F. Chang's as a manager, did some Google images, searched about Table Rock and McCall and Stanley and all the gem places of Idaho, bringing it back full circle.
Yeah.
And he came on out, and it was just a testament to how much 2020 really changed us to make a pivot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have the after effects for decades to come that we don't even quite fathom yet. It's only 3 years from the moment that everything happened.
Right.
You know, it's a lot longer than that in the full realm of things. But yeah, just got to keep swimming. Once again, Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
It's a really, really, I think that's my best Pixar movie.
And I think that relates to, you know, like, out of history, this isn't the worst thing that's happened either. Like, there's there's other pivotal moments too. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we don't just erase history away. We do try to learn from it. And I think that is the cool thing about, which I am not a history nerd.
Like, I am
not a history nerd.
Yeah.
But I love learning about what has impacted people because usually that's what sticks in our minds.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're living. It's weird to think when 9/11 happened, we had this, at least I did. I had a feeling like nothing will ever be the same again. And I was so young. I was a kid. But I knew at that very moment, nothing's ever going to be the same again. This is history. Everything will shift from this moment. And I was right. My intuition was 1,000% correct. And that's what COVID is kind of, it's a similar feeling. It's not as, well, I mean, it's very, very traumatic. So many people lost their lives, but like, it's that same similar aspect of nothing will ever be the same again.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while to shift back to a norm, and we will never get back to the norm.
It'll be a new norm.
It will be a new norm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we do have to wrap up. How can people find you, hear about Solar, see you in theater? I mean,
man, if you literally just type in my name, Jonathan Bangs, B-A-N-G-S, like the hairstyle, you type that in Google, you'll get everything you need. If you put actor on the end of that, you'll get everything you need. If you put Jonathan Bangs Solar in Google, you'll get everything you need in terms of what I'm doing next. I'm doing this show now. Another podcast coming out, a film, two films coming out this year. It's called Artwork, and another one called The New Friend.
Me.
Exactly. So, yeah, and I'm doing Frankenstein in the summer. So you just Google Jonathan Bangs, B-A-N-G-S. I go by Sean, though. I don't like that Jonathan name. But, yeah, man, you just Google that. And you will find anything you need to know about me. And that's where you can find me on social medias. Thank you, Mackenzie. First and foremost, this was beautiful. Like, thank you.
Thank you. Like, I appreciate it.
I can't express that enough. You want to get a drink?
I leave for Texas tomorrow. I got packing to do. I'll reject you for another time.
All right.
Two times.
Maybe. Two times. No third strikes. But anyway, thank you so much for welcoming to the space, and love to Boise.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Well, thank you, listeners, for coming along for this very fun episode. I want to encourage you to, if you are at a restaurant, if you are at a shopping, you know, center, if you are at the grocery store, wherever you are, and somebody just like, you are drawn to them, whether it's their clothes, whether their energy, like I challenge you to give them a compliment. You as a person, I'm sure always love to have strangers give you compliments and kind of fills your cup. So I want to help you and teach you to do that for other people and make those connections just like I have done with Jonathan and getting to see how he is just as a true human. So I encourage you to the next time you're out in public, give somebody else a compliment. It will make you feel good, and it'll connect us, one human at a time. Other than that, I hope you have a wonderful day, and talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Raw Thoughts Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could follow, like, subscribe, and share with anybody that you think would be interested in this. You can also head over to my website at rawthoughtspodcast.com and see any other guests that have been on the episodes. You could also go over to Instagram and follow at rawthoughts.podcast. I would really appreciate it, and always send me a message if you're interested in being a guest or any feedback.